ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Fuller's Milker Center. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. Supreme Court says Virginia can purge voter rolls before the election, reversing a federal district judge and a unanimous appeals panel ruling.
It was a 6-3 decision, with the court's three liberal justices saying they would not have allowed Virginia to systematically remove suspected non-citizens from its voter rolls. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed that order in early August, but activists argued it was also roping in Americans and was signed too close to the election in violation of federal law. Youngkin says the affected individual said on Virginia DMV forms that they're not citizens and therefore they should not be on the voter rolls.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump retracing their steps, visiting battleground states with the election now 6 days away. More than 57 million Americans have already cast ballots in early and absentee voting. Israeli forces carried out strikes in eastern Lebanon today, targeting Hezbollah, the IDF issuing evacuation orders for the city of Baalbek. This is ABC News. Attorneys for the Menendez brothers looking for a new way to get them freed from prison.
A week ago, the DA here in LA County announced he will be pushing for the Menendez brothers to get parole, but obtaining parole could take a long time. And Menendez family attorney Mark Garagos has said he wants them out by Thanksgiving. Now he'll be appealing to Governor Gavin Newsom for clemency to get them out, while also trying to get a judge to lower their charges to allow for immediate release. The Menendez family claims the brothers have been model prisoners and the new evidence shows they were being molested and killed their parents because they were in fear for their lives. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the first time since 1938, children in Des Moines, Iowa will go trick-or-treating on Halloween. Typically, Des Moines kids put on costumes on Beggar's Night, the day before Halloween, but because of expected heavy rain today, officials delayed trick-or-treating until tomorrow, which is the actual day of Halloween. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for showers and storms to continue tonight with pockets of heavy rain with a low of 60, wind southeast 10 to 15. Showers ending in the morning tomorrow, windy and turning much colder, mostly cloudy. Highs will be around 59 with temperatures falling to the mid-40s in the afternoon. Winds will be west 20 with gusts up to 30 and clearing off and cold tomorrow night with a low of 28. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain and some thunder. And I think I did see a flash of lightning in there as well. And the winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 68 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Most of the state just went through 24 hours of record-breaking warmth. This morning, record warm overnight lows were felt across Wisconsin. Many left the house with no coat, which is a rarity for the end of October. At 6 this morning, temperatures statewide were in the upper 60s to low 70s. The entire state can now display 2024. As the warmest October 30th morning ever, it blew the old records out of the water by 5 to 10 degrees in some spots. This after record high temperatures were reached statewide Tuesday, as we spiked into the low 80s. But of course, there was good base to jump off of, as Tuesday morning's lows were also making history warmth. Now a potent cold front approaches, which will drag temperatures down a good 30 degrees or more. With such a sharp difference ahead, expect storms to spark up tonight. Some could even be severe, especially in the southwest. The system will bring much-needed rain, heavy at times, especially into areas of central Wisconsin, where 2 inches of rain isn't out of the question. That could create some flooding. Meanwhile, northwest parts of the state are prepping for a wintry mix overnight and potentially snow flying across many northern counties throughout Halloween. Children dressing up and trick-or-treating can expect blustery colder winds whipping and temperatures crashing bone-chilling at night. In fact, the entire state falls below freezing overnight and remains seasonal and much cooler to close the week. Polls show the Harris Walz and Trump-Vance presidential tickets in a practical tie in Wisconsin. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was in Oshkosh encouraging supporters to bring voters to the polls on November 5th.
So important from an economic perspective, so important from a democracy perspective, so important from a women's right, from a climate change perspective. Do everything you can, and you can make a difference, really. And you got a few hundred people in this room, you go out, bring 200 or 300 other people out, it makes a difference in an election which could be so very close.
Former President Donald J. Trump will be in the Green Bay area today, and former President Bill Clinton will be campaigning for Democrats up and down the ballot on Thursday. If Eric Hovde is elected to the Senate, the Affordable Care Act is on the chopping block, says U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Tammy Baldwin is seeking her third term as U.S. Senator. She's being challenged by Republican Eric Hovde.
In this race, in my race, the contrast could not be more stark. My opponent, Eric Hovde, wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, stripping millions from their health insurance. I helped write the Affordable Care Act when I was in the House of Representatives.
Baldwin took her Get Out the Vote bus tour to the Green Bay area last night.
Baldwin is in the Fox Valley before heading to southwestern Wisconsin today. The election is Tuesday. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly has proposed $59.5 million in new investments aimed at recruiting and retaining Wisconsin educators. The announcement is part of Dr. Underly's 2025-27 biennial budget. Under Dr. Underly's education workforce proposal, stipends would be provided to eligible student teachers to help cover expenses and reduce debt. A new state-funded Grow Your Own grant program would help grow the workforce. A support program for new educators would expand, and barriers to licensure would be carefully examined and reformed as necessary. Data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's 2022 Education Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report, released earlier this year, found that about 4 out of every 10 first-year educators either leave the state or the profession altogether within their first 6 years teaching. World Stroke Day was this week. It's a day to underscore the serious nature and high rates of stroke. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The day helps raise awareness of stroke prevention and treatment and ensure better care and support for survivors. Dr. Fareed Suri is Aspira St. Luke's Stroke Program Medical Director. He says strokes happen because of clogging in the blood vessels.
The risk factors for those clogging up of the blood vessels is blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and smoking.
When a stroke happens, it's important to act quickly to stop the damage to the brain.
When a blood vessel gets clogged up in the brain, the part of the brain is not dead right away. It stops functioning, but it is gradually dying over time.
That's why it's so important to be fast when someone is having a stroke. Hence the symptom acronym BFAST. It stands for balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, terrible headache. When someone is having these symptoms, call 911 right away. The sooner they get the care they need, the better their brain will recover.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is joined today by safety partners, organizations, and community members from across the state in celebrating their commitment to road safety during Wisconsin's 4th annual Buckle Up, Phone Down Day. This day encourages all drivers to buckle up and put their phone down every time they are driving in a vehicle. Partners are sharing the message to their organizations, community members, and social media followers. Distracted driving is a leading cause of crashes across the United States. In 2023, there were 9,261 crashes related to distracted driving in Wisconsin, resulting in 23 fatalities and 3,582 injuries. Cell phones are a major cause of distracted driving. Taking your eyes off the road to read or send a text for just 5 seconds while traveling at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of a football field blindfolded. The Buckle Up Phone Down Challenge encourages motorists to focus their full attention on driving. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. A 2023 survey found that 8% of Wisconsin motorists do not wear a seatbelt. The Buckle Up Phone Down Challenge helps educate drivers and passengers on the dangers of not wearing a seatbelt. Almost half of those killed in a crash in Wisconsin in 2023 were unbelted. With some simple changes in behavior, Wisconsin drivers can stop deadly trends on the roads. Always buckle up, every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is illegal in Wisconsin. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. Wisconsin Act 115 was signed into law in December 2021, creating this additional protection for roadside workers. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit, except to report an emergency. Today, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Health Services recognized the 50th anniversary of WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children's Supplemental Nutrition Program, by proclaiming the day Wisconsin WIC Day statewide. The WIC program provides access to key health building blocks at critical times in life before and after pregnancy, while breastfeeding and during infancy and early childhood. Through nutrition education, breastfeeding support, and supplemental foods for children and their caregivers, in the summer months, the Farmers Market Nutrition Program provides additional benefits to families participating in WIC, specifically to buy fresh local produce from farm stands and markets across the state. The country's first WIC clinic opened its doors in Pineville, Kentucky in January 1974. Later that year, Wisconsin's WIC program began a pilot with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council WIC program, Green Bay Area Free Clinic, and Menominee Tribe. Within the first year, Wisconsin WIC had a total participation of 1,300. By 1980, WIC had expanded to over 55 locations, including Wisconsin's two major urban centers, Milwaukee and Madison. By 1990, the majority of the current WIC program was in place. Today, Wisconsin has 61 WIC agencies, reaching every county in the state and serving more than 90,000 people each month. Each year, these agencies support more than 130,000 people, including 38% of all babies born in the state and over 25% of Wisconsin children up to age 5. Learn more about the WIC program and find a local WIC agency near you on the DHS website. You can support the troops with your excess candy, as obesity remains an ominous health threat across America, plaguing almost half of the U.S. population. The calorie-packed Halloween holiday looms large. However, there's no need to fret, as you get paid cold, hard cash for your candy. Healthy Wages Cash for Candy program pays individuals $10 per pound of candy, up to $100 per person, and up to $10,000 in collective payouts across America. Through the initiative, anyone can donate their excess unwanted and unopened candy to the Friends of the Troops nonprofit organization on or before November 15th, get paid for it, and in doing so, support American troops overseas. Participants need not be a Healthy Wage Challenge participant, as anyone anywhere in the U.S. can donate candy and cash in. Full submission details and instructions can be found online at healthywage.com/cash4candy. Trick-or-treat hours around the area will be held Thursday. Viroqua will host Trunk or Treat at the fairgrounds from 3 to 5. Lafarge and the Village of Iola will hold Trick or Treat hours from 4 to 6. Reedstown will host a Trunk or Treat at Bliss Park from 4 to 6. Arena, Hillsboro, Lone Rock Plain, and Spring Green Trick or Treat hours will be from 4 to 7. Boscobel and Richland Center will hold Trick or Treat hours from 4:30 to 7:30. Hours in Gays Mills will be from 4 to 8. Avoca and Muscadet trick-or-treat hours will be from 5 to 7. And Blue River will hold trick-or-treat hours from 5:30 to 7:30. The Toma VA Medical Clinic will host a trunk-or-treat Friday from 1 until 2:30.
At Richland Locker, stock up on fresh family packs of boneless chicken breasts for just $2.88 a pound. Or grab a 10-pound bag for only $24.80. Try the marinated chicken breast ready to cook for just $3.48 a pound. And don't miss the Genio Honey Roasted Turkey for $8.48 a pound. Plus Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hunters, the Locker has you covered from snacks and dips to chips and fresh bread. Plus a fantastic selection of beer and liquor. Richland Locker has everything you need. Richland Locker, where quality meets convenience.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. We have no statistics to report tonight.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Ready to get wet? We've got showers and thunderstorms rolling in at us and becoming widespread overnight. With the potential to become strong to severe, we could see some feisty, gusty, vicious winds. Heavy, torrential downpours, which could create some flash flooding, and also a tornado or two, can't completely be ruled out. When you take pretty much a 30-degree temperature difference and slam it into this extreme heat and warmth and record-breaking temperatures that we've had, you know something is about to spark. So stay weather savvy. Some of these storms could be strong or severe. Otherwise, widespread rain while we're in a drought. I mean, honestly, totals could range anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, and some spots could even see more. The heaviest and the worst of the rainfall winds down by early morning. With a few spotty showers lingering, as they wind down by the afternoon, we stay stuck under cloudy skies, and then those winds start to crank out of the west, northwest, sustained at 20 miles per hour, gusting to nearly 40. It's going to be blustery cold as it pulls in a much cooler air mass, and in fact, temperatures late in the afternoon and early in the evening will be in the mid to low 40s. Plus, when you slap a wind chill on top of that, expect it to really be feeling more like the upper 30s to mid 30s while those kids are out trick-or-treating. And then, overnight low temperatures do crash below freezing to the upper 20s, leaving us with a frosty Friday start. It'll be a crisp one, but a sunny one, with highs reaching the low 50s. Winds will be much, much calmer, but they don't stay that way for long. In fact, they start to pick up again by Saturday. It'll be partly sunny, comfortable, with highs reaching near 60 degrees. We hang on to that heat for Sunday in the upper 50s with cloudy skies, a few passing showers, which become more and more widespread at night. This means on Monday, we stay overcast and mild. Periods of rain and storms continue and become more widespread and heavier again at night. High temperatures, though, will have hit the mid-60s, and for Tuesday, fall to 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain and some thunder and lightning as well, with a temperature of 65 after a high today of 76 and a morning low of 68. Yesterday, we set a record high of 80 degrees and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1937 for today is 82 degrees with a record low of 13 set back in 1952. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 26. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:56 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:35. Winds are out of the west at around 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.79, and also we have received at this time since 5 o'clock this evening, we have received 0.15 inch of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will start the season with an exhibition game tonight at the Kohl Center. Tip-off is scheduled for 7, and Wisconsin River Falls will be the opponent. The Badgers have met teams from the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference since 2005. Tonight's game will also be the 8th annual Cancer Awareness Game. The last time UW met UW River Falls, it claimed a 101-46 exhibition win. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love didn't practice today, but remained hopeful about the possibility of playing Sunday after a strained groin prevented him from finishing a 30-27 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Love said, "I think it's realistic regarding the chances he could play on Sunday." Love initially got hurt on the first series of the game. He said it happened while rolling out to his right on a third down play. Love remained in the game until he dropped to the ground near the sideline after completing a second down pass to Josh Jacobs early in the third quarter. Reports indicate two injured Packer defensive backs could be available when their team meets the Detroit Lions on Sunday. All-Pro cornerback Jair Alexander suffered an apparent knee injury on the game's last play against the Jaguars. ESPN reports an MRI ruled out any significant damage. Chiefshead TV reports safety Evan Williams could also play against the Lions despite suffering a hamstring injury. Bucks owner Wes Edens welcomes the idea of a new WNBA franchise being located in Milwaukee. Edens isn't part of a group submitting a bid to the Women's Professional Basketball League. No timeline for a final decision has been announced, and the Milwaukee group is just 1 of 10 indicating interest. A report in the Journal Sentinel points out that Wisconsin's largest city has a history with women's basketball dating back almost 45 years to the Does, who played in the Women's Professional Basketball League.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since Chris Hook took over as the Brewers pitching coach, his staff is second in Major League Baseball with more than 8,000 strikeouts in six seasons, third in an opponent batting average and hits per inning, and fifth with an ERA of 3.84. MLB.com reports that performance has earned Hook a multi-year contract to keep him in Milwaukee. The 2024 season may have been his best, with the staff filling the stat sheet even though ace Corbin Burns was traded and starter Brandon Woodruff and closer Devin Williams were injured. Woodruff missed the whole season. Two New York Yankee fans who were ejected from Game 4 of the World Series for interfering with the Los Angeles Dodgers right fielders Mookie Betts has been banned from Game 5 tonight. Betts leaped at the retaining wall in foul territory and caught Gleyber Torres' pop fly in the first inning Tuesday night, but a fan in the first row with a gray Yankees road jersey grabbed Betts' glove with both hands and pulled the ball out. Another fan grabbed Betts' bare hand. The Yankees announced that the Game 5 ban is in a statement, and they called the fans' behavior unacceptable. The Chicago White Sox have hired Will Venable to take over as manager, turning to the former big league outfielder to help turn around the team after a miserable season. Two people with direct knowledge of the decision confirmed the choice to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity because the franchise hasn't announced the move. Venable is stepping in for Pedro Grifol, who was fired in August, with the White Sox on their way to breaking the modern major league record for most losses in a season. With Grady Sizemore serving as interim manager, the club finished with a 41-121 record. Venable was an associate manager for Texas for the past 2 years. And the executive director of the new 12-team college football playoffs suggested while wins and the age-old eye test will play a role in determining who makes the bracket, strength of schedule also be a major factor in the selection committee's deliberations. The first list of the committee's weekly top 25 rankings come out Tuesday, with the brackets to determine on December 8th. The playoffs start on December 20th, and the championship game is January 20th in Atlanta. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Wilkinson Auctions is proud to hold the Kalmia Farms Retirement Auction Wednesday, November 13th, outside Toma. Kalmia Farms has a very nice lineup with a Case IH MXU-130 tractor, a Kubota 126X tractor, a versatile 275 Series 2 tractor, a Terex Trek skid loader, and tons of support equipment. The Kalmia Farms Retirement Auction Wednesday, November 13th, outside Toma. Our next high bid timed auction in Muscadet ends tonight with really cool lineup of collectibles from the Jerry Rowe Estate. Check out the list and put in a last-minute bid. If you missed this high bid auction, don't worry. We've got more coming down the pipe with the Lloyd and Jeanette Hardy timed auction and another small estate auction, both in Boscobel. Finally, it's time to get your equipment down to the Muscadet Auction Yard for our upcoming equipment consignment auction on December 12th. Get your equipment there now so we can market it to the world. More info on all of these auctions and how to consign at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Corn and hogs were mixed Wednesday, soybeans finished higher, and cattle closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. China and unknown destinations bought U.S. soybeans ahead of the open, and bean oil was up on the strength in crude and palm oils. The trade continues to monitor the planting weather in South America. November beans were up 11 and a quarter at 976 and a half. January was 12 and a quarter higher at 991 and a quarter. December soybean meal was down 20 cents at 301.60. December soybean oil was up 101 points at 43.81. Corn was mixed, watching the tail end of this year's U.S. harvest, along with planting and development conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Unknown destinations purchased more than 270,000 tons of U.S. corn on Wednesday morning. December was down 2 and a quarter at 411.5. March was 1.5 lower at 425.5. And wheat closed towards the middle of the day's trading range. Forecast you have much needed rain in parts of the U.S. plains and upper Midwest, but it could miss some areas. Harvest is getting underway in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago was up 2 3/4 at 573 1/4. December Kansas City was 1.5 higher at 575 3/4. December Minneapolis wheat was up 2.5 at 609. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with box beef down at midday, watching direct business develop. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. December live was down 152 at 186.42, and February was $1.57 lower at 187.05. November feeders were $1.10 lower at 245.50. January was down 205 at 241.97. And hogs were steady to higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. December was up 155 at 84.37, and February was 32 higher at 85.70. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place Wednesday. Live deals were marked at mostly $190 in the South. Steady with last week's business. Dress deals in the North were at $296 to $298, about steady to $3 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed lower, choice on $1.17 at $3.1944, select down 64 cents at $2.8932. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher, bears and gilts at the national daily direct up 276 with a weighted average of 85.80. The Iowa Minnesota was up 361 with a weighted average of 85.72. The Western Corn Belt up 297. With a weighted average of 85.81. Pork values close higher, up 50 cents at 101.57, and estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor says a new program called Food for Opportunity promotes the use of non-traditional commodities in food assistance programs.
We'll also learn what effect new commodities have on the school meal.
More news after this.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Congressman Adrian Smith says the lack of certainty from the U.S. Treasury led him to co-sponsor a House resolution that would extend the biodiesel blenders tax credit through 2025.
The administration dragging their feet on this guidance is especially problematic.
Agronomist Dan Ritter with Dairyland Seed says it will be important to test for soil so farmers know what fields need and where they can save money, but don't be surprised if the test results don't seem right.
It's extremely dry. That can affect your soil test. So if you're comparing this soil test from, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago, it might not sync up as well.
Food economist David Ortega with Michigan State says he's concerned about disruptions to the migrant workforce and how it could cause ripple effects throughout the ag economy.
And it may push many small operations out of business since they can't afford some of those upfront costs.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207. Or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Speed wins. That's why Stein Seed Company has consistently released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other seed company for years. And the reason why we can offer higher yielding genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control to help you get the most out of your seed. Plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans because Stein has yield. Live your life your way with Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com.
What is affecting your yields? Hello, I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Channel Seed. Analyzing key data points is critical for farmers when making their seed selections for next year. Channel technical agronomist Derek Whalen discusses the key factors that influence yield results. Find out what's holding back your crop from reaching its fullest potential. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Results are typically influenced by several factors. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Illinois-based channel technical agronomist Derek Whalen discusses what farmers should be on the lookout for to maximize performance.
We can really boil it down partially to two main factors. One being pretty clear-cut, the genetics, so the seed product that that we're buying as farmers. And then the other factor, which gets a lot more complicated, is the environment. But when talking about environment, we can really break that down into so many different variables, such as our soil types, precipitation throughout the year.
He says having more data is critical in making accurate field comparisons.
You know, if we're only looking at two or three different test plot locations, those might be really high management, really fertile soils, and a hybrid does really well on that. Taking that yield data, once the combine gets done at harvest, I noticed this hybrid, Hybrid X, did really well on this this really high productivity index soil. Whereas, a lot of hybrids, and what I really enjoy about the channel lineup is a lot of hybrids are really versatile and can be able to go across a lot of different environments and a lot of different soil types. So there's really a lot we as farmers can really learn and glean from the data that we have at our fingertips.
Whalen says several channel products have helped farmers maximize their yield potential.
Performance has been strong on the corn side. Soybeans, with our lack of rain through the month of August, I would say most farmers are a little bit disappointed in their soybean yields. Our month of July was well above our average rainfall, so we saw in both corn and soybeans one extreme to the next, and that really took a toll on our crops this year. But overall, we're seeing strong yield results from a few products like 211-11 VT Double Pro, 215-70 Tricepta, and on the soybean sides, our 38-23 Roundup Ready Extend Flex and our 36-24 Roundup Ready Extend Flex soybeans have really showed strong performance, and we're excited to have those products in our portfolio moving forward.
For more information, farmers can contact their channel seed pros. Visit channel.com/rise or visit cropscience.bayer.us/tools to identify the best trait solutions. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Channel Seed.
Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby.
You can put a blindfold on me and drive me anywhere in this town. I could always find your front door, true north, no matter how many times you spin me around. There ain't a single street this truck ain't ever seen. So baby, how can it be every time you're with me? I ain't nothing but lost.
Yeah.
don't want to be found, girl. Maybe anywhere that you want to go, there ain't no place I can't get you to. Whether it's in drive or in park, in the light or the dark, baby, I got you until you smile.
That was Walker McGuire with Lost on Country and Community. Good evening, Tim Seed here. Hoping you're having a great Wednesday evening despite the weather outside. Our time is 5:47 and the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge has a current temperature of 63 degrees after reaching a high of 76 today. Yeah, it's kind of weird for the... next to the last day of October. Man, that's crazy we have this kind of weather. And speaking of rain, it started raining around 5 o'clock, and according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, we have received a little over a quarter of an inch of rain since the 5 o'clock hour. In fact, it's 27/100 of an inch to be exact. So if that keeps up at that pace during the evening and overnight hours, we're going to have quite a bit of rain here in southwest Wisconsin. They did say possibly maybe an inch or two yesterday and that we could get today. So we'll wait and see, wait it out, and I'll be here in case anything comes up weather-wise. Nothing really severe they're talking about now, but there's always that chance. But I'll keep you informed right here on WRCO. And just to let you know, it is supposed to get down to about 60 tonight before the temperatures start falling from 59 degrees into the mid-40s tomorrow. So be sure to bundle up if you get out and about, and that way you stay nice and warm whenever you're on, if you're on your evening commute or getting out of school. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a male black cat. The cat has no collar. The cat was lost at the corner of James and Burton Streets. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-475-9549.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
My name is Chris Willis. I was hired by Ithaca School District as a new teacher in 1988. Ithaca was my only interview, and my entire teaching career was here. In the 34 years before my retirement, there were many changes in the educational system. One thing I can say, through changes in policies and procedures, students, staff, leadership, and administration, our Ithaca community has always adapted and remained successful and competitive with the quality of the education we provide for our students. You only need to walk through the school doors to recognize the unwavering support from the close-knit Ithaca community. I am confident that any changes and challenges that will come for the future of our public schools in Wisconsin, the Ithaca school and community will adapt and thrive. I urge you to vote yes on the Ithaca referendum on November 5th.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Thought she was gonna leave me face down in broken Hartsville, kick me to the curb on Lonely Avenue. She thought she'd turn this cowboy's neon blue. Thought she could do better, but who's better off now? Didn't think I'd ever get over her, but look how the tables have turned. Well, I'm good with goodbye, as long as it comes with a bottle of salt and lime. With the sun still shining, it'll be a good day, 'cause moving on goes better with a little Jose. Adios, see you later. Did you know that I was gonna chase her? I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold, singing adios. I
trying to find an amigo who makes more dinero. I wasn't gonna stop her, wasn't getting her way. I just tipped my hat, raised my glass and waved adios.
Light up an old flame with a little bit of luck and a hug there.